for so many things to be going on. So we need to be here. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So we tell somebody, I will tell somebody, I will invite somebody in Jesus' name. So tell somebody, those of you online too, Sister Janet, tell somebody, praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah. So walking in the light of God, walk in the light of God. Walk in the light of God. You know, we read the book of John, the things that you take from John 1:7. Walk in the light of God. What does that mean? What does that mean? We talked about the last, that when you're walking in the light, you know, as believers, we are following the principle, we are showing, you know, the presence of God wherever we go. Hallelujah. Because as Christians, we said that we are Jesus Christ followers. Everything we are doing is according to the word of God. Everything, like the life that we are showing forth, is the life of Christ, not our own. Praise the Lord. So to walk in the light of God is to show, to reflect in your in our lives, the life of Christ. Because the Bible says Jesus is the light of the world. When he was here, he was the light of the world. But when he left, he gave us the authority that we are the light because it dwells inside of us. It reflects inside of us. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are the light. That means that we are the reflection of Christ wherever we go. We are the representative of Christ wherever we go. Nobody has seen Christ, but when they see us, they see him. Hallelujah. They see him. What do they see? They see his goodness. They see his men. Those are the light reflection of him. Praise the Lord. So it is very important as Christians that we should walk in the light of God. You know, John 1:7 said, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. I want us to go to Psalm 89, 11 to 17 that we read. I want us to understand that the moment we gave our life to Christ, we surrendered everything to him. Praise the Lord. That Jesus, you are in control of my life. Dwell inside of me. Leads me. So wherever he leads me, I'll go. Hallelujah. We say that, but do we do it? When he's telling us in our spirit to go this way, I say, is this place that I like? Praise the Lord. There's a struggle in our spirit. Because we are human. But God has given us the authority. When Jesus Christ came, he died, he gave us that authority to be able to walk in his light, to be able to put the devil aside. Hallelujah. That's why in Galatians 2, they say, I'm crucified with Christ, I no longer live, but Christ that lives inside of me. Hallelujah. That's Galatians 2:20. Let's look at Psalm 89, 11, Joseph. So the heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. It is God that has founded them. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Tabor and Hamor shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Strong is thy hand. So he's able to pull us from any situation that we are in. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Blessed, praise the Lord. Who are the people? Say, in thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. Praise the Lord. It's in the righteousness of God that we are exalted. Hallelujah. Because the light that shines is the glory of God. The glory of God reflected inside of us. The Bible says that when Jesus Christ defeated Satan, what happened? The Bible says that Jesus was what? Glorified. so that the devil has no power, has no authority. That's why Jesus gave us that. We have the authority. Praise the Lord. That's why we are a reflection of him. That's why we are representative of him. That's why when we speak in the name of Jesus, the authority that he has given to us, Satan bow. That's just the truth of it. Hallelujah. Amen. John 8:12, let's look at that. Hallelujah. Amen. I want us to know that we are the light. Walk in that light. That's what Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The light of life. He said, he that followeth me. We are his Lord, so we have the light of life. Praise the Lord. So when we walk in the light of God, darkness cannot be part of us. We cannot put one leg in and one leg out. What happens? We are not stable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to say, oh, we cannot do it. Somebody was telling somebody yesterday, they said, oh, you know, as a Christian, you know, God will guide you, but then you have to use your wisdom. If we have to use our wisdom, then we don't need God. Praise the Lord. We need God's wisdom to do whatever we want to do. The truth about life is that God speaks to us, even as Christ. He speaks to us. What does he speak to us? He can speak to us through his spirit. He can speak to us through his word. That's why the word is there to guide us to be able to walk in this journey. Because the word of God, the Bible says that is Jesus Christ himself. The word of God is life. That's why it says, but shall have the light of life. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the life that we now live is not us. So you have to learn to surrender. Have you surrendered to him? It's not enough to say I'm a Christian, but have you surrendered completely? Or you're still holding on to something? You're still holding on to something. I'm thinking that, oh, that thing will help me. Or thinking that our wisdom will fail. Will fail us. But the wisdom of God is forever. Hallelujah. You know, when I look at the story of Joseph was somebody that walked in the light of God. Somebody will say, oh, Joseph was in this Old Testament. Yes. The Bible said Jesus Christ existed. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ existed. Before Joseph was born. Hallelujah. Because he believed so much in God. You know, we talked about that God, Jesus Christ, as we are, Jesus Christ, the express image of God. We talked about that. That's why God was, the way God was relating to people in those days was different. But thank God they brought Jesus Christ. Because there is no way that the blood of God would have saved us. How many sacrifices would we make? How many sacrifices will we make? In this church, you know, we have different ethnic groups. How many lambs do you want to kill for this, for that, for that? But God, you know, in his mercy, in his own mercy, look for something that will last forever. And he brought his only begotten son, Jesus, who is an express image of who he is. He said, when you've seen the Father, you've seen me. Praise the Lord. That's what he said. And that's what's supposed to be working. And that means that when they see, they've not seen the Father, but they've seen, when they see me, they see the attributes of God. Praise the Lord. They see the reflection, the things of God inside of me. That is the light. They see the glory of God inside of me. Hallelujah. So that is walking in the light of God. Walking as a representation of God. People seeing the glory. People seeing who God is inside of us. Not when people see us, they see different things. Hallelujah. Because light reflects every goodness of God. Hallelujah. So we look at the Joseph, the book of Genesis 41, 1 to 45. Joseph was somebody that actually, you know, went through a lot. Sometimes we go through a lot, but are you still walking because of, you know, things with problems will come. We're not saying that as a Christian, you will not go through that. Our problem might be unfair treatment. It might be things negative that people are saying, unjust accusation. But even in the midst, God is still with you. Praise the Lord. He's still with me. To guide me. So that light is in me. So that light is reflecting. Hallelujah. The same thing, Joseph, in all that problem that he had, he was still walking according to the word of God. The Bible says the word of God is what? Life. The word of God is the light that directs us. So it has to be inside of us. Hallelujah. You know, but Joseph, even though he was put in prison, he was still who he was. He loved God. He had the word of God. The problem that we have as Christians today that makes us not to walk is because we don't even study the word of God. We carry it about, but we don't study it. Even when you read it, you know, some people somebody will read Genesis to Revelation. Some people can read it in 10 days. But is it reading it or having it inside? It's not about reading it, but having, do you know what it is? Do you know what it means? You know, if you really want to study the Bible, you can read just a chapter for a week. You're trying to, you know, God, you know. And when you start meditating, God will give you revelation of that thing. And that becomes for a part of you. Hallelujah. It is very important that we walk in the light of God. Without having the word of God inside of you, we cannot. Hallelujah. Joseph went about, I don't know how God, but God did it anyway for him. God did it for him because he was steadfast. He walked in that light of God. That's why even though the king's servants forgot him, God brought it to their memory again. That's why I say that God is always there. When you walk in the light, God is always there. Praise the Lord. That light will not go dim because it's there. Pushing you all the way because you are allowing His glory to reflect. Because you're showing forth His praise. Because you're doing His will. As you walk in the light, you're doing His will. Hallelujah. In the book of Genesis 41, verse 16, when they called Joseph, When the servant later remembered, told the king about him, he went and the king told him. You know, he said something in verse 16, 41, 16. And Joseph answered Pharaoh and said, "It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace." Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
"It is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives inside of me. The light that reflects is not me, it's the light of Christ. It's the light of God." Praise the Lord. "That reflects." So he said, "I cannot. God shall what? Give Pharaoh an answer of peace." And Pharaoh said, "What kind of human being is your God?" And God did it. In verse 39, God did it. Do you know that God will never disappoint us when we walk in his light? Hallelujah. We will walk in his light. Genesis 41, verse 39. God is always there when you are walking in the light. I know some of us will say, "Oh, I'm a Christian, I'm a politician, I have to tell lies." You don't have to. You don't have to. If you want to tell that, you don't have a reason to be there. That's just so you don't have a reason to be there. You cannot say, "Oh, hey, you know, I was tired," or "in your job, you have to tell lies." You don't have a reason to be there. That's just the truth. We are talking about somebody that walks in the light of God. It's somebody that has what? Integrity. Walking in the light. There should be no darkness in any form. That is just the truth. If you are walking a plan, say, "Oh, if they don't give you this, you are not going to do it." You're not walking in the light. That's just the truth. If you're walking in the light, God will always defend you. God is always. The light is going to glow and affect people and impact people. Because the reason for the light is to impact. The reason for the light is to affect your world. For people to see and know that indeed there is a God. There's a God that is with you that can save. There's a God that has been protecting you. There's a God that has been preserving you. There's a God that has been favoring you. That is what it is. It's like Pharaoh said, this is Genesis 41, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "For as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art." Go to 40, someone. "There is none as discreet as thou art." That's what Pharaoh said. He said, "Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be filled. Only in thy throne will I be greater than." Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you walk in the light, you are exalted. That's the truth. The Lord will exalt you. The Lord will take you to. You don't need to struggle. Things will happen, but you will overcome. Because Jesus is guiding you all the way. Because you are steadfast. Because you are holding on to the word. Walking in the light of God means holding, being steadfast in the things of God, being steadfast to the word of God. Hallelujah. God was with Joseph all the way. Let's look at Ephesians 6, 17 and Hebrews 4, 12. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you walk in the light, you will never be ashamed. The Bible says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit." The sword of the Spirit is what? It's the word of God that lives inside of us. Jesus, don't forget that Jesus Christ is the word of God. Praise the Lord. The word of God. And when it's inside of us, it reflects. Hebrews 4:12. Hallelujah. You know, I want us to understand that Jesus knows that we can. He has given us that. It's not by power, it's not by might. Hallelujah. See, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of souls and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts. Hallelujah. And the intents of the heart. The word of God. It helps our infirmities. We have the word, it reflects our. It's the light, because the moment you give your life, the moment we confess that he comes and dwells inside of us. He said himself and the Father dwells inside of us. So that the people may see the light. Are you allowing the light to reflect in your life? We're just thinking, I can live by myself. I can apply my own wisdom. There's an extent to which your wisdom will help us. There's an extent. But with Christ, we can do valiantly. Because the light will reflect wherever we go. People will see, even the enemy will see. And flee away from you. Let's rise on our feet this morning. We're going to pray. I don't know how many of you have given your life to Christ. When you're giving your life to Christ, and you're not sure who you are. You're not sure if you're walking in the light. Because sometimes we don't know. Some people are saying, what kind of light is that? You know, there was once a man that came to repent something in the house. And when he came, I've never seen somebody like that. He came and he looked at it and said, this thing doesn't need to be fixed. I think it's okay. Because the AC, the heat had the regulator had a problem. We're not sure if it's the big thing. We keep putting it. Sometimes it's not come on well. And then the man came saying, no, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. It's okay. I'm not going to eat your money. I'm a Christian. So that's you just came. Some people say, I've come. You are going to pay 200. But the man said, no, I don't do that. Some people can do it and decide to change. Because the only problem is that this is old, but it's still very good. I'm telling you, this is the old version. I've never seen a Christian like that. I'm telling you the truth. Some people will just come and just say, okay, we are going to change to the new one. But that's a man that walks in the light. That's a man that has the word of God. That's the man that walks in integrity. We are going to pray for ourselves. I don't know if you have given your life to Christ. Because giving your life to Christ is not just coming to church, but confessing with your mouth that Jesus Christ is in the world and is ready to lead you. He's ready to guide us. Hallelujah. Is there anyone in the house? Is there anyone online that said, Jesus, I want to give my life to you. I want to dedicate my life to you. Is there anyone? Is there anyone? I want you to raise your hands so that we can pray. If you want to give your life to Christ, if you want to dedicate your life. Because whatever you do matters. It does not matter whether you are in the closet. God sees everything. If you are walking in the light, he knows. Because he's the one that will defend you. He's the one that will protect you. He's the one that will fight your battles. Hallelujah. There's no one we are going to pray. But I want us to pray. Because Joseph, something happened to him. Even though he was thrown in the pit, the Lord delivered him. I don't know what you're going through today, but I want you to understand that until you see God in that thing, until you call God into that thing, you know, and your ways are just before God, he will just watch you. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray tonight. I want us to pray that in any way that we're falling short of his glory, that the Lord will forgive us in the name of Jesus. Begin to open your mouth and pray for yourself. In the name of, in any way that we are not walking in the light of God, Father, help us in the name of Jesus. He's willing. He can help us. In any way that we fall short of his glory, the Lord is willing to help us. Hallelujah. The God that helped Joseph, even in that pit, in his lowest state, the Lord promoted him. Hallelujah. Because he loved God, because he walked with God, he walked in the light. God, help us in the name of Jesus to walk according to your word. Help us, oh Lord, to study your word. Sometimes you want to read the Bible. That is when something will happen. You have your phone, you want to read the Bible. Distractions. So many distractions because the devil doesn't want us to study. But you have to make yourself, and you said, no, I have to study the word. It is you that will make yourself and say, God, help me to study. I want to study this. Father, help me to create time for God. Help me to create time for your work. Help me to create time to study your word. Begin to be about and pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Amen. We're going to pray. We want to pray. I want us to pray concerning, we're going to use the book of Genesis, Genesis 41, 39 to 43. May God lifted him up. A man that was in the pit. A man that nobody thought that something good would come out of. We are going to pray for ourselves. That God, this month, the Lord will settle us. The Lord has settled Joseph. Will settle us in the name of Jesus. Better open your mouth and just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those of you who are like, please pray for the Lord to settle. In that your lowest, in that thing that has caused you problem, in that thing that has caused you depressed, in that thing that has, you know, made you to say, why God, why me? Why me? God is still God. God is still what, the one that still changes story. Open your mouth and just say, Father, you did it for Joseph. Father, do it for me. Settle me in the name of Jesus. Settle me in the name of Jesus. Settle me in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, settle me. In what area do you want God to settle you? Begin to open your mouth and speak. In what area do you want God to settle you this morning? Father, in the name of Jesus, settle me. Settle my home, Lord. Settle the church in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, settle me, Lord. Begin to open your mouth and pray. Concerning that, is it in your business? Is it in your home? Father, in the name of Jesus, settle me, O Lord. Settle me, O Lord. Concerning my children, settle me in the name of begin to me, my academic, settle me in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, settle me. Let this month, Lord, be a month of settlement for me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, because God used him as a solution, and he was lifted up. We want to pray that the solution that the world needs, God will use us to meet it in the name of Jesus. Begin to be about and pray the solution, Father, in the name of Jesus. It might be your job, a solution, Father, in the name that we promote me, O Lord, that we promote me, O Lord, that we cause me to be promoted. Father, Lord, use me in the name of, let it happen this month in the name of Jesus. Begin to open your mouth in the name of Jesus and pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. The Lord has called us to be solutions to the world. Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We are going to open to the book of Psalm 107 verse 14. I want us to pray. Today is supposed to be our 97th one. I'm not going to do that today. We are going to be fasting, do 3 days fasting before the anniversary. Hallelujah. And I'd love everyone to participate in it. Psalm 107, verse 14. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. We will pray for every stronghold of the enemy to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we pray that we are not the enemy of ourselves in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible, if you look at the book of Joseph, the Bible says he walked. He was diligent in the things of God. He was diligent in the word of God. He had the word of God. That was what was helping him. That he was able to say, tell Potiphar's wife that no way, there's no way. There is no way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is no way. So we are going to pray. 14, I said. Okay, let's start from 13. I'll just read that because our time is fast spent. Hallelujah. Amen. This is Psalm 107, verse 13. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Amen. The Lord will save us and deliver us from all our distresses as we walk in the light in the name of Jesus. And he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bonds in sunder.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Every chain that has been holding us, every chain that has been holding our breakthrough, Father, in the name of Jesus, you will break it out in the name of Jesus. You will break it up in the name of Jesus. You will break it up in the name of Jesus. Every chain will be one massive. We begin to open your mouth and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, O Lord. Every shame that has worn me down, that has held my purpose, every shame, O Lord, that has forced the church, O Lord, not to get the breach of getting the place, Father, break it in the name of Jesus. Every shame that has held this committee, that they're not coming to Father and to destroy it in the name of Jesus. Chains of alcoholism, chains of drug addiction, Father, Lord, destroy this committee in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you. We bless your holy name, O Lord. We give you all the glory, O Lord. Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, that your word will work for us in the name of Jesus. Amen. That from today, O Lord, every altar of darkness in our life, Father, you will destroy it, Lord, amen, in the name of Jesus. Your light will shine, O Lord. And we will walk, O Lord, in the light of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.